MB kicked off their South Dakota Day of Giving this morning with a pancake breakfast. Several other activities happening today to engage people in their work, which is centered on the empowerment of girls and women. Karen Lundquist is the Chief Executive Officer of MB. She joins us in our Sioux Falls studio. Karen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Larry.
So I've got a long relationship with MB. I love this organization. Tell us a little bit about some of the scope of what MB does.
MB has 42 programs that reach thousands of people every year, both directly and indirectly. We have a youth, strong youth section where we help kids learn to really develop their own confidence and leadership, whether that's through building a robot or running a 5K. And we also have a great series of programs for women in leadership, both people who are trying to get back into the workforce or really take that next step in their career.
How long has this been around? Because as some people, the name change, I think everybody is used to saying NB now, but as an organization, it's been around for quite some time in one form or another.
We are going to celebrate our 100th birthday in 2021, which is an incredible milestone. I think it says a lot about the history and the commitment of the community and the state to women and to families.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what's going on today. Pancakes in the morning, fun all day long.
Definitely fun all day long. We were really excited to be part of the South Dakota Day of Giving because they did give us such flexibility and gave us a chance to kind of get our creative juices flowing. And we have donuts that the little kids colored to decorate and all sorts of things going on. But we flipped pancakes starting at 6 o'clock this morning and had about almost 200 people join us for breakfast as a starting point.
200 people joining you for breakfast. That's quite a beginning. Let's talk a little bit about that impact, because MB has such a community-wide impact. One day of giving, what is the potential here?
The potential for us is incredible. We have four things we're aiming at. One is we want to increase our aquatic scholarships because we know the confidence that kids gain from learning to swim, but also the job capability and resume things that happen when children are able to be lifeguards. So we wanted to invest there, and Ryan Fisher, our director of aquatics, offered to be pushed in the pool if we hit our goal. So I know that excites a lot of people. We also want to help support women in our Dress for Success program. So we want to make sure that we are able to open the doors to anybody who needs that resume and dressing support, you know, to kind of get over that hump of an interview and gaining a job. We also want to get some Chromebooks for our first Lego League program. If you aren't familiar with that, I definitely recommend checking it out on our website. It's coming up December 1st and 7th and 15th, both here and in Rapid City, where the kids come together and build their robots and compete against each other.
All right, so the Chromebooks are for what exactly? They'll be used as part of the program to sort of communicate with each other, build, design.
Research. They have to plan and get funding and help really create a business plan around their robots. So it's really a holistic approach, not just
And Chromebooks
designs.
Aren't that expensive. So
They're
this
not.
Is a doable thing. If you want to donate, you could actually know that you've put a Chromebook in a kid's hands for this program.
Absolutely.
Do you have an overall financial goal? What are you hoping for today?
We are aiming for $10,000 today, and we've had some great board support as well, which I think is a really strong message too, that they're showing up and making matching opportunities for us and things like that.
All right. So if everybody came to Pancake Feed and dropped off $20, you'd be in really good shape, right?
We would be in great shape. Absolutely.
What else about MB do you think that that people really need to know, in the sense of where you came from 100 years ago and the early mission to really where you are today with the mission and the programs that you have now?
Yeah. I think the heart of our mission is still very strong, you know, coming from the YWCA roots and really supporting women and making sure that they're able to be independent and live the lives they want to live and care for their families and themselves. I feel like that piece is still very strong. And the elements that have grown around that are some of our women's leadership programs. We had our highest applications for our women's leadership group, which we're announcing our winners on Friday.
Oh, nice.
So, but that's really exciting to see that there's still interest and growth there. Yeah. We've also created programs like In Dialogue, where we've had informal conversations around things like work-life balance, so that for people who may not want that larger commitment, they can come together for those conversations. And I think the piece that we don't often turn to see is our volunteers. You know, we have hundreds of people that really make these programs come alive, whether it's people doing timing and judging for Lego League, or it's women's mentors in our women's leadership programs. Those are the people in the heart that I've seen come all the way through that 100 years.
When we talk about the bigger picture of philanthropy, I think this is a really particularly insightful story because of the long history and how when people start giving 100 years ago, it might be for a girl to have a place to stay.
Absolutely.
And now, today, that girl is going to be the next CEO. And it's really because of 100 years of the generosity of donors and volunteers and the fine work that's done in these organizations. And there are hundreds of them across the state, but this is just one highlight.
Absolutely. And you hear so many stories when you talk to people and ask them what their experiences are with this organization, whether they're talking about the Santa House or being part of Tribute back in the early days of that program, of acknowledging women leaders in the community.
Do you hear back from those women who have graduated from the leadership program, for example? You hear back from them. They come back to be mentors. How are you seeing that sort of full circle? So when you, what I'm getting at is, when you help someone, they turn around and help.
They pay it forward. Absolutely. Yeah. They commit and volunteer with us. We have several on committees and on our board, and you can definitely see them in the landscape of the city as well.
Yeah. Before you came on board as CEO, had you had contact with this organization before?
Absolutely. Yeah. I volunteered.
Haven't we all? I think if you're female living in the Sioux Empire and you probably have either swimming lessons for your kids or a leadership program. The Dress for Success program, again, you're looking for financial donations, but people always ask, when is the closet open and do you need my clothes? So talk a little bit about, volunteering, cash donations, and then are there donations accepted for that program?
Absolutely. We would love your donations. And we accept them on Wednesdays at our Dress for Success location near downtown. And we're always open to volunteers. And I think the nice thing about volunteering with Dress for Success is it can be as little or as much as you want. So you can come in and help sort clothes, occasionally, or you can commit to being a mentor and helping people work through how to really get that interview and get that first job down.
Right. You don't want me to mentor anyone on how to dress. I can help with an interview, but I'll be like, I don't know. It looks good to me.
Exactly.
So put some stuff together. I am wearing my Giving Day t-shirt, though. That's a great fashion choice for the day.
It's beautiful. And they have those great stickers. And
Karen Lundquist, Chief Executive Officer of NB. Thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.